All right. I would like to welcome everybody to our Student Health Advisory or SHAC Committee. Today is March 1st, 2023. My name is Casey Luchek. I'm campus nurse. We have Ms. Andrus present, who is over curriculum, Ms. Janie Pope, who is our elementary principal, Ms. Robin Afshar is one of our parent representatives, and we have Daniela with Medicaid Star representing us today, and Peyton Brown is one of our student representatives. We have Ms. Alice Kirk is another parent representative. Ms. Corey Batten is our counselor. Ms. Chapman is with Grimes County, and she is over our food.
Consultant for food.
And then Mr. Compton. Oh, I missed Ms. Jennifer Beal, sorry. She's our cafeteria director. And then Mr. Kevin Compton is our high school principal, who's all in present. The minutes are available if anyone needs to look at them or has not had the opportunity from the website from our last meeting. Are there any specific department updates that anyone needs to update this meeting? Anything you need to address or?
I can make official about curriculum decisions in regards to the new state mandates. Northwich ISD will form a subcommittee to review all approved curriculum requirements as we move into the spring semester and summer, and that decision that those decisions will be made and presented to this committee at the next meeting.
Ms. Chapman, is there anything that you would like to provide for us from the
Food services. I have a lot of information and materials that might be helpful. So okay. I just made a copy for everybody. If you want me to pass those around and we can go over them, or you can read them at your leisure and go from there. The first one is about the different menu patterns that we have to follow for breakfast and lunch. Then the next set is the wellness policy, board approved wellness policy. And that is the specific North Sulch wellness policy, taking the guidelines from the board policy and making it our own. And then we are required to do a wellness assessment tool every other year. And that's what that looks like.
Did we use WellSat or SHE? Instrument used for?
It comes from TDA or TASBO. It came out about 10, 12 years ago.
That TASBO.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's part of the fun. And then this is the Smart Snack rules. When you run out, I've got some more here. The Smart Snack kind of is a guideline to what we can offer the students. What we can't offer the students. Did anybody get? Is missing something, or we're good? Or,
mm-hmm. I'm missing.
Yeah, I think everything.
Yeah, I'll give you these.
Oh. I've got this whole set for you. It's just not going to be front and back. But.
And when are we due on our assessment? You said every other year.
Yes, ma'am. We haven't done one because of COVID. They gave us a pass on it for a year, but we probably do need to get that done this year.
Yes.
Or not probably.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah. And then that one.
Are you aware of this one having been updated?
There is an update, but you can use, I don't think that they're really a basic, that you have to use this one.
Okay.
But if you have an updated one that you guys would rather use, I don't care.
There is another one that I know of some school districts that are using it has been updated based on the most recent CDC one that came out. And so that one is a little more, it adds one more component as they divided out the WISC model. Mm-hmm. So that one has slightly more to include social, I mean, it divides it out just a little differently. So I might look and see how the two are different.
That's fine. You know, the problem that we had is we couldn't find an assessment tool, but they demanded, told us we had to do an assessment. We're like, well, where's the assessment tool? So I really basically found that one about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So now if there's a new one, that's even better.
There is a new one that was out last year, I believe. So I don't mind pulling it out and sharing.
Okay, good. Does everybody have a complete set of all of these? Do you have one? I'm going to give it to you because I know you're going to want them. And as far as the school food service goes, we're required to have a copy, like the latest invitation to the, this is an example of one, on the website. And we also have to have the wellness policy and the assessment tool used on our website. So that's where they kind of try to keep up with it. We've recently updated that information. I think the website changed and I kind of missed that vote. So that kind of goes over everything, the wellness policy. Then when you create a wellness policy, you have to kind of go back and say, hey, are we meeting our goals that we set for that? And then go from there. There's also the breakfast meal pattern and the lunch meal pattern. In the simplest form, we could probably find it. There's been a lot of changes in the last 10, 12 years. And then there's also the smart snack. So as before, when a kid would just come, be able to come in and buy a cheeseburger, chicken sandwich, something like that, they're no longer able to do that. They have to get either the full meal or they can buy an extra one that day. So it's a little bit more difficult to get the kids to eat. They're talking about now continuing the restrictions on salt and also bringing sugar into it. So basically, ketchup, ranch dressing, and all that will be out. So talk about tasteless food. It's going to be very hard to get the kids to eat in the cafeteria because they're not used to eating like this anywhere else. You would not even get this meal in a hospital unless you're diabetic. So it makes it very challenging. And we'll see how that goes, but I think I'm going to retire before that. It's hard. So. Anyway, you can look that over, and if you can't sleep, you might want to read some of it. But if there's any questions, just let me know.
What vendor do we use for our food services?
Labatt is the main distributor. There's two choices. There's Gordon's or Labatt. Labatt's usually the most friendly and easy to work with. And they do most of the school food service.
In this area?
In Texas, pretty much. Cisco's out now. Mm-hmm. Swan, what was it called? White Swan is out. Gordon's just came in from the East Coast about 5 years ago. But basically, those are the two choices. Gordon's or Labatt. Labatt has a problem with shortages and things like that, so, and their prices are a little bit higher. Now that Gordon's sold to Highlands, there's just one choice for milk vendors, and they're not doing a very good job, but I'm sure they'll catch on.
Anyone have any questions? Ms. Chapman?
I don't have any updates. I guess when we talk about the goals, I'll be able to provide some information there, but I don't have any other new updates.
I don't necessarily have anything new from the nurse's standpoint. I did get an update saying that we were approved for the free Narcan, but it's still being processed, and so I'm waiting on the shipment. So once I get that, then I'll be able to give further updates and training and that type of information. Ms. Daniela, would you like to?
Hi, everybody. My name is Daniela. I'm here with Maximus and Medicaid Managed Care. So the biggest thing that have changed this year are case management and medical transportation. So case management and medical transportation are now being done by the health plans. So they're a lot better. The medical transportation doesn't have to be where it's a family that has multiple children and it's just one kid going for an appointment. The plan will let you bring the child as well, because I know that was one of the biggest problems with just traditional transportation. And then the case management, it's just being done straight through the plans now, so you would just refer them to their plan if they're needing case management.
Okay. And then you guys have website and phone number and all that type of thing.
Oh, that's good.
That's okay. It's one
this
where
is my first time coming.
And we can send. We can after the meeting. We can always send update as far as the copies of all that information. Yes. To where if they need to get a hold of you or use you as a resource, then we can.
So I do have these helpful toll free numbers. It's just has all our helpful numbers for all of the community based organizations. And then our number is on there. It says star plus. And then I do have my card as well.
Ms. Pope, do you have anything?
I do not have anything.
Mr. Compton?
From our standpoint, second chance breakfast is going well. We've made adjustments for testing, and I think everybody's getting what they need. So I'm a happy camper.
Great. And so at this point, we're just going to review some of the goals that we started and established at our previous meeting. One of those was increasing the cafeteria signage so the students can more visually see or be aware of what they're eating. Mm-hmm. I think that's going fairly well.
Yes.
Anything on that, Ms. Beal?
No, it's going good. We let them know what pork is on the menu that day. There's a sign up so they can see it as they come in, so they know what not to get or what they do want. So it's working good.
Seems like better flow and more students coming through.
Plus we have signs on the doors that establish what side has what on the menu that day, so it's just not so crowded,
The second chance breakfast, I know that's been successful. From my standpoint, the nurse's office, I can tell you that the bigger kids are utilizing that. I see them less as far as wanting or asking for snacks or juice type thing. From my end, any thoughts from Mr. Compton or Ms. Beal from y'all's directive?
It's going second chance. They have two options. Sometimes it's hot and Pop-Tart cereal or something like that, or yogurt. So they got a choice to pick from one of the two, whatever's on there. And it's something different every day. And be surprised, a lot of them like the Pop-Tart. So they'll take that over a muffin or a pizza or something. But no, it's going good.
And I know a lot of the teachers are allowing them, as long as they're cleaning up after themselves, to eat it in class if need be. So they do have that time to eat their snack. Another one we had addressed was trying to get afternoon snacks for our elementary students. We are working on a grant to try and address that through the Oliver Foundation. That's something that we can, I guess, form a subcommittee as well, if you want to consider that, to finish that, and then we can follow up on that later on. That's in the process right now of being worked on.
Working on the grant through whom?
Through the Oliver Foundation. Its main directive is we're trying to figure out ways to get the elementary kids, if not all kids, snacks, increase their water intake, and then also increase exercise and mental play. We're going to try and do a sensory path in the corridor and see how that goes.
Is that what we were talking about? Is that the grant we were talking about the other night?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Another thing we had brought up was an on-site shot clinic through Aurora Concepts. They are going to be available late in the spring for our sixth graders and our seniors, to where they can come in and get the required shots that they'll need for the next year. And then once summertime is here fall time at our registration for the younger kids, then the opportunity will be here for our kindergartners who have required immunizations. They'll be here available to catch up any of those students. And they either use insurance or they'll have reduced prices for those who do not have insurance. Another goal that we are trying to address is staff stress relief. I think this is something that a subcommittee, maybe that's something that our student National Honor Society can work towards as well. We were talking about maybe doing like a step challenge with the teachers or maybe even the students too, and so to try and get increased activity and a mental break for the staff.
On the PTO side of things, so we have also been meeting regularly, looking at what ways we could do to support employee, not just retention, but just morale. So we are looking at hosting a breakfast and a lunch during the week of a teacher appreciation in May. I think we're going to do breakfast on Monday, and then that Friday do a luncheon. We talked about doing like a taco bar where everybody can make their own lunch, salad, etc. We're also looking at supporting the teacher pay teacher, which was a high request via the last survey that had been provided to staff as a resource that they would like to support. And so PTO is looking at how we can provide a electronic gift card or something for all staff to be able to utilize that. And then two other projects, we are going to work on getting some kind of quick recess tools out to the teachers, which is something that would be, I think, of real interest for this committee. We know that kids really need, once they get outside and there's been just so much change out there, they're kind of struggling with what to do. Even my older son is like, there's nothing. So we anticipate for a short-term fix providing some physical activity kits for each of the classrooms. Our goal is to purchase 16 kits, and what I would like to see is have them be developmentally appropriate. So we'll go pre-K through fifth grade, really, those kits will contain items that will, you know, support that particular learning and mobility, and then have some older game kit activities. And so we want it to be something easy for the teachers. We'll have it in a contained, easily transportable container for them to just pick up and go whenever they have that outdoor recess, or really any sort of opportunity to do a brain break, or just a lot of those activities that we're hoping to purchase, everything from bean bags to, I mean, they could be utilized in the classroom with just a physical activity game where they're learning a particular topic, everything from science to math to so forth. So we'd like to give that to teachers as maybe a little bit of a way to provide some support for their goals of getting kids a little more active and behavior improvement and other things.
And those could also be used in the gyms, like if there's days where it's raining and bad weather, that's a good alternative. I mean, I know we have
kids. They can take their kit with them. That's right. So our goal is actually, we're meeting next week to get the purchases made. And our hope would be that they can have them maybe as early as, you know, when they come back from spring break.
Perfect.
So very quickly.
And much needed with
much
testing.
Much needed, yes. With testing, we know that research tells us the more active they can be, truly the better that they perform academically. So that is a high priority for us. Long term, we would like to see what we can do to support an actual playground, and that will be next year, but looking at some grant opportunities to really see about outdoor play space as a designated playground. But again, we'd want to have variety so that there's something for younger kids that's appropriate as opposed to some of the older kids. But that's kind of what we're working on to try to support.
That's great.
Very good.
I have a question.
Yes.
About 4 years ago, the PTO purchased basketball goals to be put on the playground. Were they ever installed?
Yes. And it's my understanding they've all been torn down and kind of... I asked the same question. I was like, I have, unfortunately, over time, they've not withheld very well. So, I think we decided instead of a permanent structure right now, let's just do it so that way the classrooms have their ability and they'll all be responsible for keeping up with their own kit. And certainly they can share if they, mm-hmm. I mean, but that way every teacher has their own. Lastly, the other thing that kind of goes along, I think, with supporting faculty, but also social and emotional distressors, even of our kiddos. We are working with Mrs. Dill to put together a, we don't have a catchy name for it yet, but we're working on it, some sort of kind of like a dance duds den for the upcoming prom. So that way we've had a number of dresses donated from a number of people already, as well as accessories, and then we also have men's shirts and things. And so our goal is going to be to set up a Saturday. I think we're looking at it being March 11th, so right after the 5K fun run, if people want to come over and look through, and of course everything would be free. They can just go through and maybe find prom dresses or accessories, shoes, just a variety of things that a number of people have donated, and we're going to try to set that up whatever that big area is over there. So that way it'd be ideal if we could set up a couple of different like dressing rooms and have full-length mirrors and have people be able to go in and try. And so that, I think, will be a benefit for kids, and we want to promote that. Mm-hmm. We know that funding is really tight for a lot of families, ours included, mm-hmm. and so not being able to buy a prom dress shouldn't prevent somebody from getting to participate in the activity. And of course, Mr. Compton knows, then moving forward, we'd like to see how PTO can contribute to a longer standing sort of clothes closet for kids of all ages that they can utilize as well.
I think that's a good idea. We did have somebody from Brazos County reach out. They have an organization called Project Princess, which we have shared with all of our students. I think the hard thing that we're finding is a lot of the proms are held at different times, so several of the students have proms before they're open to mm-hmm. to gift out the dresses. I do love adding in the shoes and the accessories, because that's not something that's currently included with theirs, and even the boys.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great idea. I did have a student come in. They do have to have a proof of a student ID that they attend school in the area. She came and got an ID, and she's going out to the one the first weekend in March. So, yes, I think that's an awesome idea.
Perfect.
And the community closet as well. I've had multiple students who approach me on different things that have stated that if we have a location to where all that's available, where they're not have to be, where they come to somebody for things, they can just kind of come and go, that it would be readily used.
Mm-hmm. More so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's in other school districts that I've worked with, that's always been the case as well. Students kind of want that autonomy to be able to go in without necessarily having to come to Ms. Pope or Mr. Compton and say, I really need to look through and see if I can find a new pair of shoes or whatever. Just the stigma behind that, regardless of. So having something in a central location mm-hmm. where they could access it on a more regular basis.
And even those, I had one who came in late, and that was another that kind of started this conversation on they were just thinking on getting to school, and they didn't think about brushing their teeth and all the things that went with that. And so they got here and they're like, oh man. And so they could stop there, take care of business, and then go into class.
So I think whatever we can do, I know the PTO organization is really behind supporting these efforts. So any other suggestions that y'all
have? I think it would be good to have student you know, the students could really take part in helping organize mm-hmm. yes. and, you know, almost as if it were a sort of a business opportunity.
Yes.
And so having
I think
that involvement.
That's where we were working with Mrs. Dill to try to see how we can use that as a leadership opportunity mm-hmm. for community service, but also thinking about how that can benefit from a business model. I know one of the other PTO parents indicated that, you know, she's run small businesses before, and that was kind of a result of some of that experience and training that she had through that FCCLA kind of component of programming. And so I think National Honor Society would be another maybe group that we could see about partnering with on events and activities, such as are y'all still hosting a family fitness event?
We do family fun nights, and I'm not sure when our next one is, but I know that we probably will end up having
it's usually in May.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it's typically out at, so I think finding a way to, I mean, there could be ways that we could support and promote health and wellness. Y'all do a great job of having physical activity games, as I recall, but maybe on the other end, offering easy cooking demos or snack ideas so that parents who are there could maybe learn a skill, kids could participate.
Good afternoon snacks.
Good afternoon, for kids that are going home after mm-hmm. school. I think there's lots of ways, and as we look at that grant that we're writing, there are certain components that we can try to write in some of these activities that would mm-hmm. kind of give us credit or points towards fulfilling nutrition and physical activity goals. Okay.
I did have one other update. I know we had talked about the social, emotional, mental health stuff with our students. We did partner with the A&M Health Science Center, and they are offering a 5-week program. Mr. Compton and I met with them and decided our 8th grade group was a good group to start with, just with the transitioning. And so they're providing, the program name is YAM, Y-A-M, Youth Aware of Mental Health. And they provide discussions and knowledge on mental health, suicide prevention, problem-solving skills, and emotional intelligence. So they come out and they meet with our students. There's 5 sessions for 45 minutes. So that is something that, you know, we've started this year. We wanted to start with a small group to see how the students took to it and to see if, you know, maybe we wanted to expand, but I think that is a really good age group to start with.
Which group is that, Corey?
8th grade. 8th grade, yes, ma'am. And then I actually had a meeting, something that we'll probably be reaching out and talking more about this summer. The National Alliance on Mental Health of the Brazos Valley came out and met with me, and they offered some staff training. If staff is able to get trained, then they do a lot of training for the 10th through 12th graders. And so one of the hard things with that is there's so many different requirements for our students, and so working in scheduling, it's tough, especially in the spring semester when we've got all of our kids doing everything. And so this has been a challenge to get it scheduled, but fortunately we were able to. So I'd like to continue looking to see if we can do it for more age groups.
Is there an opportunity for that to be almost like an afternoon club, or would it necessarily have to be during? I'm just wondering if there was.
I don't know that that was an option, because for the youth achieving the mental health, they, mm-hmm. the opportunities that they offered us were through the school day.
Okay.
So, you know, we were able to get during an elective time, mm-hmm. and so with it only being 5 sessions, it was okay. But that could be something I definitely ask for our future sessions, maybe seeing if. I think when they're all there, it's exposing them all to something, whether they may not feel comfortable joining it as a club. They may think, you know.
More of a stigma.
Right.
We have so many things going on after school.
True.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to get any consistency with after school clubs and things.
Mm-hmm.
anything in regards to our yearly goals? As far as the next thing on the agenda is the annual report to the school board. This is something that has to be done every year. It pretty much reviews the yearly goals that we've established and how we are meeting them and what we plan to do as far as future words on those goals. And so that'll be something that I will start.
Yeah, we need to see if we could get on the board for a later meeting this spring. Is there a meeting in May?
They have a meeting every month. And so, yes, ma'am. I wasn't sure when that would be. So, May. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a PowerPoint presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
That would be the second Thursday in May.
Sure. Yeah,
if they keep on that schedule.
Yes, I'll have to look at the dates and all that stuff too, because
that's traditional.
With chat committee, and you may know more than I do on this, but we may have to do it before the May meeting. I don't remember.
Okay.
So, but we can look at that and see.
And then, other than that, it's just establishing our next meeting date.
Beforehand, could I ask, I know for putting you what are some things from a student's perspective that you have seen around the school that a group like this might want to consider?
Not sure.
I mean, and you can think about it and always come back to any of the school leaders, but I think there's a lot of value in having a youth voice.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of hearing, you know, it doesn't have to be something bad, it could be something good that, you know, y'all are liking, or, you know, just to have a student perspective.
I don't think everyone likes a second breakfast thing. I think that's a good thing that we need to keep doing.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, I'm not sure. I would have to talk to other people and, like, figure out some other stuff.
I know there had been, and I don't know as far as from your aspect, but has anyone brought up on eating in the courtyard? I'd had a couple kiddos bring that up from my end. Is that something that y'all talk about or no?
We haven't really talked about it, but, like, I know that me personally. I would want to go out there and eat sometimes, like, on days that it's sunshine and everything.
Get some fresh air.
Well, with us having the increased safety now, maybe that's something that we could look into as far as whether it's a reward or some type of incentive to be able to eat out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean,
it might
that's
be a grade level day.
There you go, something of that nature, if that's something that they're interested, y'all are interested in.
There's so much benefit on the nature side of things as well, which is just the outdoor.
Yes.
Our teachers.
That our teachers
really take advantage.
Well, we had a class really out there yesterday that where they were completing, they were doing different activities out in the courtyard,
yes,
completing their class, and so it was mm-hmm. great. So, I mean,
it's
making
perfect.
It a utilizable area for classroom experiences as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be good. Anything else from anybody? So as far as the next meeting, I know that's very far in advance. Good time frame.
Like, when did we do this one? Was it October?
It was, yes, ma'am. I don't know if we need to do it a little sooner than October. Or is that a good?
I would prefer, I think, from
September.
Earlier, I was going to say late August, early September, because that allows the different groups and, like, you know, mm-hmm. to get a head start on goals and.
Well, then you can work to achieving towards the second meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. What's a good date for, as far as day of the week, I guess, for everyone? I know our Tuesday's still bad on ARDS.
Tuesdays we have ARDS.
Okay.
And sometimes all day long.
Okay. So no Tuesday.
I think Wednesdays are good with sports stuff, right? There's not usually a lot of afternoon things.
Or any kind of extracurricular.
Okay.
It's normally not on Wednesday.
And then do y'all want to keep it in the afternoon, morning?
I like afternoon, personally.
Okay. After lunch.
Well, yes, that's the night I forgot about. So, yes, perfect. No problem.
Is 1:30 a little...
I mean, it's fine. Okay. It's right after that last run. But yeah, that's
I was going to say, is 2 better for you, 1:30 or 2?
It doesn't matter. Either one is fine. So that we finished last lunch about 1:20. So, a little 25. It's close, but it's okay.
Should we just pick one and put it on since we haven't officially
put together calendar?
We don't have our calendar out yet, so we I think that's a good.
I would work at September.
How about like in the middle of like the
13th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I like that.
Tentatively.
Mm-hmm. All right. I won't be here. I'm speaking at another conference somewhere. So
the following week, the 20th.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Okay.
Does that work?
All right. Does that invitation go on the website by chance?
Yes, ma'am. And then I'll put you on my list to send
an invite.
Well, you're on there now, so. All right. And then we're going to do 1:30 or 2?
That's whatever times. I just wrote 1:30.
Maybe we should do 1:30 because if we do it at 2 and I get busy with something else.
Okay. There you go.
At least at 1:30 I know. Now that depends on what the schedule is going to be next year. But
well, right, true.
Right, but it'll be somewhere around.
So our next meeting will be September 20th, 2023 at 1:30, tentatively. And I do have a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Third meeting.